tuning back in to the second hour. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting. PJ Barden is my name. And we're trolling through this week's and any week's non-ending flow of attack. That's what's going on against us on every level, and that's what I try to cover. If there's a good news story in it, I do try to pick them out. May not seem like it. But reading a piece here from Vicky Batts, who writes for Natural News, like Mike Adams, has five or six really good writers and researchers. And she's saying about the unprecedented attack on, the article was 2017, the year of unprecedented assault on your freedom. And she's giving several instances, like the woman in jail for vaccinating her child. But the other one was not being allowed to grow food in your backyard. Well, they won that case at a community in Florida, Miami Shores, it's called. And then this quoted this example in raw milk sales in Canada. In Canada, one man has been fighting for food freedom for many years. Michael Schmidt has been to the Canadian province court of Ontario repeatedly for the crime of producing and distributing raw milk. And he's basically been challenging the courts just as long. But in the summer of 2017, the raging debate over milk freedom came to boiling point as Schmidt took up his case against the government. Schmidt reportedly commented, "It is a total police state when it comes to a raw milk here because there's absolutely no leniency on any level." He continued, they are saying it's the most dangerous substance you can think of should never be allowed. But heroin and drugs, etc. There's not even a proper scientific debate about it. It's all on the emotional, fear-based level. If Schmidt loses the battle for food freedom regarding raw milk, it could be lost entirely. So the battle for raw milk could be lost entirely. And another example of these stories, what's happened this year. Health coach threatened with jail time. Freedom is certainly under attack in Florida this year. Certified organic health coach and military wife Heather Koskesh del Castillo, was threatened with hefty fines and a stint in jail for offering nutrition advice to her clients. Heather was a privately licensed health coach who freely practiced in California before moving to the Sunshine State, Florida. After moving her practice to Florida, Heather was reported to the state's Department of Health and was ultimately targeted by the government with excessive fines and a threat of jail time. Her crime, offering basic nutrition advice to her clients. As her lawyers contended, if she had compiled all her advice into a book, the government wouldn't have batted an eyelid. Yet because her license wasn't recognized by the state of Florida, she was a criminal. She was a criminal. Seriously. Oh, shocking. And CBD, cannabis and kratom, still illegal. The fact that medicinal plants and their beneficial compounds are still heavily scrutinized by the federal government is just another sign that our health freedom is under attack. In December 2016, Mike Adams reported that the DEA announced that all cannabinoids, including CBD, that's cannabinoid oil, were not classified as Schedule 1 drugs. As a Schedule 1 drug, these invaluable compounds are considered to have no medical benefit, which couldn't be any further from the truth. Well, people with MS need cannabis. And as the Free Thought Project reported, multiple studies have proven that CBD is beneficial for the treatment of seizures, so also about medical benefits. To make matters worse, while the DEA is blindly banning medical plants and their associated compounds, the FDA, the Federal Drugs Administration, is approving Big Pharma's latest products. Yeah. And Big Pharma, as I keep saying, we did several programs on it here, reading out the criminal convictions of the big top 10 pharmaceutical companies who have been fined tens of millions of dollars. And GlaxoSmithKline, the vaccination terrorists, were fined $1.5 billion there 2 years ago. And they paid the fine and carried on, and were allowed to carry on. And they were fined for putting out drugs that were not properly tested on humans. When you go into a doctor's surgery and get the prescription, you're the guinea pig. That's it. And they're part of the biggest lobbyist operation in Washington. They're buying these politicians, especially buying these pimps. But so many of the these pharma products are based on the very plant compounds that the DEA claims to be dangerous in society. And kratom, K-R-A-T-O-M, is another plant medicine that has been criminalized by the federal government. And the Natural News senior writer J.D. Hayes reported, big pharma companies actually hold patents on the plant's medicinal compounds as we speak. The CDC, the Center for Disease Control, owned the patent on Ebola, for instance. How about that? Hayes surmises that federal prohibition against these plant medicines is nothing more than a sham to prop up big pharma's deadly opioids. Absolutely right. Spot on. While thousands upon thousands of Americans struggle with addiction, corrupt federal agencies turn a blind eye to the very apparent but very real threat posed by the pharmaceutical industry's most profitable creation. And they're saying, goes on to say, and criminalize natural remedies that could save lives by the thousands. Anyway, the other thing he's saying, this attack on people's freedom in 2017, the final one they're dealing with here, the header is freedom of speech under fire. It sure is. The First Amendment has been consistently under attack this past year, and one of the most blatant instances of assault on free speech happened way back in February. As Mike Adams revealed earlier this year, virtually the entire Natural News Network was blacklisted and some 140,000 pages were removed from Google's index without warning. But the mass censorship doesn't end there, nor does it. Freedom of speech for those who do not align with the liberal agenda is in grave danger, whether it's the Portland mayor who wants to label anything he doesn't agree with as hate speech, or the special snowflakes at Berkeley throwing bottles at their political opposition. There's little doubt that intolerance masked as political correctness is the left's modus operandi. There's no shortage of instances where leftists have gone on the rampage against those committing a crime of voicing a different opinion. But that's how bad it is. It's not as bad as that in the UK here, but it's heading the same direction. But the young generation copy and ape what they see on social media. But the other thing we're saying with this pollution of Wi-Fi affecting people's health. Generation Zapped documentary exposes massive health risks associated with wireless technology. And I have everything wired here, but it's still giving off beams. I was discussing this with somebody recently, and it comes down to a very simple situation. No good for anyone being on the receiving end of Wi-Fi and cell phone beams. But it literally depends on the thickness of your skull. And that's why young children and women are very, very prone to pollution from cell phones. And people with depression are hypersensitive to it. I know that from my work I've done in that area. It's absolutely massive. And do you think health workers or psychiatrists know that? They couldn't give spit. They just sit there looking at symptom, pharmaceutical drug. That's all they do. But this, I'll just read a piece from this article here. Generation Zapped documentary exposes massive health risks associated with wireless technology. And J.D. Hayes is writing this again. And saying here, as of 2017, there was an estimated 4.77 billion cell phones in use around the planet out of a population of 7.6 billion. And while most users hail the technology advancement these and other wireless devices offer, a new film called Generation Zapped, I must get to see that, examines the huge health risks to humans posed by wireless technology. And this 5G, that is going to kill us. That's going to cause mass cancers. Prior to 1984, wireless tech was used primarily by the military, but after that it was introduced to civilian market. Remember the first cell phones, those big brick-like monsters, the first Motorolas. However, the technology was brought to the market without any prior safety testing. Experts on the film noted, well, he's taking me wrong there. The Swedish phone company, Ericsson, they did the most definitive test on this. And they wrote up a report which was pulled everywhere. And they tried to make the report illegal, but Ericsson, the phones company in Sweden, spotted this 25 years ago, the damage it was going to do to people. And they've been covering it up as well, and I hope on this article, I'll continue it on in a minute, not just microwaves, cells of roaming phones in houses are damaging to children. These ovens that are called expansion ovens, they give off beams of electricity, and they're shockingly dangerous to women who are pregnant. Absolutely shocking. I'll take out the word before at the end of the program. It says, when humans evolved on Earth, there was no microwave radiation, save a very small amount, but what was being added as of today is a billion times more than ever existed on the planet, experts have noted. So while microwave radiation caused by wireless technology is invisible, it is nonetheless a major environmental pollutant and a huge health hazard to everyone. Thus far, regulatory agencies have said that exposure to non-ionizing radiation such as radio frequency is safe, but only for short periods of time. However, it's non-stop, but that contradicts itself. Excuse me. The amount of them around, it's non-stop, 24/7. Thus far, regulators have said the exposure of non-ionizing radiation frequencies is safe, but only in short periods. The documentary goes on to say that a growing body of research suggests wireless devices like a cell phone can cause cancers in some people, and that additional exposure as bandwidth grows to wireless technology. As evidenced in cities where some women who became accustomed to sticking their cell phones in their bras as a matter of convenience, who would later develop breast cancer. I was diagnosed with 5 tumors. He's quoting somebody, some female here. I was quoted with 5 tumors pretty much in the footprint where the phone used to sit above her right breast, one survivor testified. Sorry, I've thought of the name. The ovens that are highly dangerous in hazard induction. Induction ovens. They are an absolute outrage. Bill Deagle's been putting out a warning about them for years. Induction electric ovens are an absolute shocking hazard to women. They can cause spontaneous miscarriages. Induction ovens, bringing microwaves, which is a disgrace. The beams go all over the house, and their roaming phone and Wi-Fi. And you don't need Wi-Fi in your house. You can get a thing called a Dovolo unit. Plug it into the mains, and all the plugs pick up the internet. Anyway, the patient surgical oncologist, Dr. John West, told the film's producer that prior to his patient's case, he was not much concerned about budding evidence of cancers connected to cell phone placement. But afterward, he said, the case kind of opened up my mind. Well, does this clown do any research, or does he read research? It didn't convince me that it didn't convince me that there was a problem, but I remember citing and very clearly looking at her slides with the pathologist, and I said, well, how many tumors are these there in the breast? And he said, well, there's basically 3 predominant tumors. I'm going into sort of detail here. But that word, I'm forever forgetting it. I'm going to read out that list, induction ovens. That is a shocking health hazard. And I don't see anybody in the electrical trade here raising that. I raised it with a dealer here in this town, and he hadn't a clue. Not a bull's notion. But we go back to California. Sure, California, why not? Jerry Brown peddles climate lunacy, blames California fires on global warming. Why wouldn't he? And, of course, I should give out the phone number again. But folks, if they have anything to add to this or any evidence, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Turn my volume up a bit. Jerry Brown. Well, he looks disturbed. Probably the man is truly disturbed. His eyes are possessed. He looks disturbed and possessed. And I think he is truly, to believe what he believes, he has to be. Hundreds of thousands of acres of Southern California are currently burning to a crisp with no end in sight. But before we get to this article, I wonder, will they mention here, this chemtrail spraying and this aluminium dust that's coming down is turning it into a tinderbox. And that's one of the reasons this place has gone up in flames. State Governor Jerry Brown has decided to politicize these unprecedented wildfires as being a direct consequence of man-made global warming. during a recent speech he gave while touring neighborhoods in Ventura County. This is the kid who wouldn't pay the money to maintain the dams like the Oroville Dam, which I've been looking at the fantastic reports by Ewan Brown on the Blanc Aurelio channel. He's done an outstanding job. I worked on things like that in the Old Man River Dam in Canada, for instance, in Alberta, Pincher Creek. But the work they're doing on that dam, just to stop a minute, in California, some of the best engineering, civil engineering work I've ever seen in my life, and they're doing it against the clock, is unprecedented. It's costing hundreds of millions of dollars to rebuild the exit sluice of the which got damaged and washed away. But Brown has not allowed any money to be for maintenance to be paid to any degree to these dams for years. And now it's a shocking risk. They're running against the clock to repair this horrible dam. But anyway, he goes on to say here, they're writing this article about Brown in California. During the recent speech he gave while touring neighborhoods in Ventura County, located north of Los Angeles, where most of the fires are taking place, Brown said that California should get used to such destruction, get used to it, because it represents a kind of new normal. Boy, oh boy. Climate change caused by human activity is the reason why these disasters keep occurring, according to Brown, who also believes that President Donald Trump should be blamed for withdrawing the United States from the Paris Climate Accord. That's a joke. With climate change, some scientists are saying that Southern California is literally burning up. Brown reportedly told CNN, as relayed by the Daily Caller. But the writer here is saying, he's quoting Brown, so we have to have the resources to combat these fires. We'll also have to invest in managing the vegetation and the forests. But how a suburban cluck like him would even understand the subject is beyond me. In a place that's getting hotter, he added, echoing the long-held sentiment of Al Gore, who earlier in the year embarrassingly mistook high tides in Florida for apocalyptic global warming caused by high ocean levels. The thing about catching Gore out in the lies he tells, he bangs on about the sea levels rising. His biggest home is in San Francisco, which is 1 foot above sea level. So if he was worried about sea level rising, why did he buy a property there? And he's one of the biggest energy users in the county he's in, with heated swimming pools and his private jet. I mean, what a piece of work Gore is. And it's a time for Jerry Brown to step down and admit he's completely out of touch with the reality. It's not stepping down, there's just something else to be done with him. As he's culpable of a shocking damage to the state of California. As of this writing, only about 15% of California's 155,000 acres. I'll hold this till after the break. We're coming up to the first break of the second hour, and we should be back in 3 or 4 minutes.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Back in from the break, and we're reading about Mr. Jerry Brown in California, his latest rantings and ravings about global warming. See, these lefty spooks, they think they own the subject. It's their life's work, it's their religion, and these are the people who are saying that they should be treated like Holocaust deniers if you don't believe in global warming. But he's saying here, as of this writing, I'm repeating this piece again, only about 15% of California's 5,000 acres Thomas Fire is contained. Only one person has died, but many people's homes are now in the path of destruction. Well, thousands of homes have been destroyed, including the mansions estate of televised celebrity Oprah Winfrey and Ellen DeGeneres. Oh, dear, how upsetting. The Rye fire is on the other hand, located in the west of Valencia, is reported to be 90% contained. The Creek Fire, located north of the city of Los Angeles, also at 90% contained. Officials say both of these fires together cover more than 21,000 acres of land. Another fire in San Diego that officials are referring to as the Lilac, that covers about 4,000 acres, is said to be roughly 60% contained. Fire management crews in the area are said to be working hard to keep that one from spreading any further. Meanwhile, continued dry weather throughout the region, well, drought combined with some of the most aggressive Santa Ana winds in decades remains an ongoing threat throughout Southern California. Well, they're getting strong southwesterlies, which are drying out the soil. Warm Pacific winds. It's explainable. At some point, these winds have been clocked at 55 miles per hour or more, which, along with extremely dried-out vegetation, spells more potential disaster. Sure, but is any of this actually being caused by humans burning fossil fuels and resisting global carbon and taxes? Not a chance. But this is the latest narrative that the alternative left climate fanatics like Jerry Brown want the people of California and the rest of the country, for that matter, to believe in, in order to scare more of them into accepting the next phase of Save the Planet, well, carbon footprint rubbish and carbon taxes to make Al Gore, another billionaire, carbon tax, carbon credits individual. Anyone who's been paying attention, however, will immediately see the hypocrisy of Jerry Brown in having the gall to make such claims, especially after the whole Oroville Dam debacle revealed how his corrupt water management practices has resulted in disaster after disaster throughout the Golden State. What really needs to happen is for Brown to step down from his position and admit to the public that his governorship has been an absolute failure. Well, he was a failure before. How can they elect a schmuck like this in California? But it's disturbed, very, very disturbed part of the world. But one good news story from Mike Adams, and he has a serious laboratory testing these items. He said magnesium is found to treat depression better than antidepressant drugs. Incredible. So that's worth reading this piece. Sorry, I had a filter on there. Mike Adams is saying a breakthrough nutritional study conducted at the Lerner College of Medicine at the University of Vermont, published in the PLOS ONE magazine, has found that just 248 milligrams of magnesium per day leads to an astonishing reversal of depression symptoms, the study subjects. New clinical research shows magnesium is effective at addressing symptoms, as in safer and easier on the wallet than prescription drugs. Okay. What really astonishing about this is that the whole dangerous pharmaceutical are bankrupting our nation and causing our healthcare system to collapse under the weight of out-of-control costs, never mind the side effects of these drugs. Magnesium can treat and prevent depression for mere pennies a day. Just a quarter of a gram of magnesium is all that's necessary, and it costs less than 10 cents a day. Plus, the powerful nutritional benefits of magnesium help prevent mineral deficiencies and chronic diseases in many other ways. Well, Bill Deagle was dealing with this subject a year or two ago, and all the time he's dealing with it. This is one of the reasons that elderly people and old folks home been given crap cheap food. Their magnesium level goes down to zero, and if your magnesium level goes to zero, I'm quoting Bill Deagle, you drop dead and you cannot be revived. Your heart stops and you cannot be revived. But that's what causes you get sudden death syndrome with elderly people in old folks' homes. And he went into that in detail. Plus, the powerful nutritional benefits of magnesium help prevent mineral deficiencies and chronic diseases in many other ways across the body, imparting enormous benefits for cardiovascular health, brain health, etc. Anyway, we're at the bottom of the hour break. We'll be back in a few minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, we're coming back in again from the bottom of the hour break in the second hour. And this is the Barden Report. I should remember who I am. That'll be a helping name. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting. On the other system, E.J. Barden is my name. And we're here today on the Saturday, the 16th of December. And the phone lines are quiet. It's probably very cold everywhere and late on the Saturday night. Everybody's down the pub, as we say here. But reading out the lunacy of only one story today from California. But Mr. Jerry Brown, that's not funny. I mean, the damage he's doing to society is just unbelievable. But I don't know what you can do for California. Pray for them, maybe. But liberal professor claims eating meat perpetuates hegemonic masculinity. Now, here's another. This sounds like California, but it's actually Pennsylvania. Here you go. This takes the biscuit. That if you think that the liberals are content with just destroying the United States Constitution and nothing more, then you are sadly mistaken. From our most deeply held values, our traditions and customs, the progressives will not stop until they achieve their fundamental transformation, or perhaps, to use a more accurate term, fundamental destruction. And one of the more recent things that progressives have voiced concerns over is what they consider to be toxic masculinity. Wow, here we have a new phrase in the lefty, liberal, new age freaks dictionary. Toxic masculinity. this is like white privilege, just writing that in here. And I thought, I didn't think they'd approve on white privilege. I mean, we're all, if you fight privilege, you should prepare to, I don't know, do away with yourself or lock yourself away for years to give advantage to other races or something. I think that's what white privilege means. Anyway, we see what they're talking about here regarding toxic masculinity. If you are a male who believes in taking on the role of the provider, like going to the gym to lift heavy weights or even enjoy sitting down for dinner with a nice juicy steak and a beer, then be warned, liberals have a problem with your very existence. Well, most of them would probably be veals. Sadly, this twisted mentality is becoming more and more popular at colleges and universities across the country. Recently, a sociology professor, well, what would you expect from him, at Pennsylvania State University, I used to think Pennsylvania was a rust belt, hard-working state, that they didn't suffer from these mental delusions, but there you are. But this is the university. Pennsylvania State University, by the name of sociology professor there, by the name of Anna Delasio Parson. They always have bizarre names. Anna Delasio Parson argued in the Journal of Feminist in the Journalist of Feminist Geography. Oh, good God. Imagine there's such a thing as the Journal of Feminist Geography. Wow. That hegemony masculinity implies an imperative to eat meat, and that this contributes to other existing power hierarchies as well. Wow. Some of the best Hollywood screenwriters couldn't invent stuff like this. But Delasio Parsons didn't just make this ridiculous claim. She apparently studied it. In her study, Professor, she got paid for doing this, imagine. Professor Delasio Parsons, we call her Delasio, conducted interviews with 23 vegetarians who live in Argentina in order to examine how these individuals deal with living in a country that is so meat-centric. She found that the actual act of being a vegetarian is a political statement. Oh, yeah, I knew that with vegans. Vegans are the most overbearing people I've ever met in my life. Related, read about an insane feminist who went on national television to argue that a woman can do no wrong and that men are toxic. Oh, yeah, saw that during last week. The decision to become a vegetarian does not itself destabilize gender, but the subsequent social interactions between vegetarians and meat-eaters demand greater enactment, she says. In an interview with the Campus Reform, Delasio explained that she first became interested in this topic after spending 5 years as a vegetarian in Argentina, where she worked as an English teacher and also worked closely with the several community organizations. Women, one of the ways they push back against patriarchy, they say, this is my body, you don't get to tell me what comes in and out of it, she told the Campus Reform. The sociology professor went on to say that even though many males living in Argentina still have these very hegemonic masculinity traits, men who are vegetarian seem more egalitarian and respectful and more open about their about their sex, that sexism exists. Delasio ultimately concludes her study by stating that choosing to be a vegetarian can destabilize not just gender, but also other hierarchies and drive social change. She continues, if we can pay more attention to what we put in our bodies, we can create a better sense of peace in the world. Vegetarianism is part of that, she said, etc., etc. Anyway, I've just finished the article. She said, what we are witnessing is a calculated, organized effort to destabilize gender norms. This is the writer here speaking. Ultimately, to do away with masculinity. It is a movement that is starting to gain more traction that even should have been allowed to gain that. Something wrong with the script here. At Princeton University, for example, school administrators are currently in the process of hiring an interpersonal violence clinician. Oh, an interpersonal, that sounds like the BBC. And men's engagement manager, who will be responsible for challenging gender stereotypes and dismantling toxic masculinity. Wow. The internet is replete with examples of feminists and left-wing institutions trying to destabilize the concept of masculinity. It's like all the soap operas on American television. You see traces of them now and again. Every one of them, they're set up whereby the men are wimps and the women make all the decisions. And it's an attack on men. It's an absolute vicious attack. And it's to confuse young people about gender as well. That's part of the process. A few stories here further down about transgenderism, insane phobia they have. But that's a pollution story there, et cetera, et cetera. But this similar situation here. Victims for hire. Yeah, the victim culture. Victims for hire. Corrupt women's rights lawyers sought donor cash to pay off women to accuse Trump of sexual misconduct. And they're showing this one here. It's a mother and daughter combination. A prominent and apparently corrupt woman rights lawyer sought money from Democratic donors so she could pay off two women who stood ready to accuse Donald J. Trump of sexual misconduct during last year's election cycle. And it's her name is called, Lisa Bloom. As reported by The Hill, attorney Lisa Bloom, daughter of another woman's rights fraud lawyer, Gloria Allard, also offered to sell their stories to television outlets in return for a commission. In addition, she also tried to arrange to pay off one of Trump's accusers' mortgage and attempted to obtain a six-figure payoff for another woman who eventually declined to come forward, though she was offered as much as $750,000. Well, the accounts of the woman were documented in contractual documents, emails, and text messages that The Hill, that's the parliamentary newspaper in Capitol Hill, managed to obtain. The documentation included an exchange of text messages between one woman and Bloom, and hinted that Bloom had contacted political action committees supporting Hillary Clinton. Keep in mind that this is the same woman's rights attorney who initially agreed to represent disgraced serial sexual abuse in Hollywood mogul Harvey Weinstein. In the past year, she has represented four women who have made accusations against Trump, with two deciding to go public and two remaining silent. In a statement to The Hill magazine, Capitol Hill magazine, Bloom confirmed that she was engaged in talks to obtain donations for the woman who either made or considered making allegations against the then GOP nominee. And donors reached out to my firm directly to help some of the women I represented, she said, whose clients have also included accusers of Bill Cosby, Bill O'Reilly, etc. Bloom added that her offer of cash was not meant to entice any woman to come forward falsely. Oh, no, absolutely not. But instead to help them relocate or arrange security if they felt unsafe after going public. She would not, however, identify any of the donors. Our standard pro bono agreement for legal services provides that if a media entity offers to compensate a client for sharing his or her story, we receive a percentage. Yes, she's chasing ambulances, actually. But these low-life lawyers, why are they allowed to exist? It's just the story goes on and on about other cases of the very same thing. But there you are. But to just go back to some news from the UK here, and parallel stories, really. There is one good news story in the UK. Employment is at its maximum, the highest in 47 years. It's down below 5%. Unemployment is genuinely below 5%. But there's a catch. The amount of people on low-pay jobs is about 30% of the economy. Zero-hours contracts, low-pay, and part-time jobs. But looking at the figures for Europe here, unemployment across Europe is just shocking. It's 4.3% in the UK, 3.6% in Germany, the Netherlands 4.5%, Sweden 6.5%, Portugal 8.5%, France 9%, Italy 11%, Spain 16.5%. Is any wonder the country is exploding? And Greece 20%. Youth unemployment in Greece is about 60%. But Britain is way ahead of the Eurozone average of 8.8%. It's about half, exactly half. And another very good reason for getting out of the European Union. I'll just read a bit of this article. It's saying here, I'll give out the call-in number here to this program is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. But the number of people looking for work in Britain has fallen yet again as businesses embark on a hiring spree. The official figures showed yesterday, that's the 15th of December. The jobless total stood at 1.43 million at the end of October, a 4.3%, less than half the unemployment rate in the Eurozone. The continent has been blighted by job crisis and unemployment rates among the highest in the developed world. By contrast, the jobless total in the UK is at its lowest since 1975. It fell by 26,000 in the 3 months to the end of October and by 182,000 in 12 months, according to a report from the Office of National Statistics. The slide in the jobless rate from 4.9% at the time of the referendum last year was defied siren warnings of dire consequences of Brexit, as unemployment has fallen since Brexit, massively. And a sign that companies are seeking to take on new recruits. The ONS, the Office of National Statistics, said there are now a record 798,000 vacancies that need to be filled in the UK. On Monday, the Organisation for Economic Cooperation and Development reported that the average jobless rate in the Eurozone was 8.8%. UK is 4.3%. That is double the UK rate and subsequently higher than the OECD average, blah, blah, blah. Okay. But anyway, that is one good result that all the doom-mongers saying that the very fact that we were approaching Brexit would damage the economy, totally untrue, totally. But in an article here, they're profiling this despot, Jean-Paul Juncker. This is the head man of the European Union, who's a boozy, this guy who drinks brandy for his breakfast. He's known to be a real dipsup. But this is what Britain, depending on this guy, to make decisions about their future, about the divorce settlement, where they're looking for, we're initially looking for £100 billion from Britain, part of the divorce settlement, where Britain has contractual agreements to pay its contribution up to 21. So they will pay that, and that's £39 billion. That was supposedly agreed this week. And they agreed in the European Union in the last 72 hours that phase one of the negotiations were satisfactory. And in the new year, they'll move to phase two, which is trade negotiations, and that'll go on and on for probably most likely years. They were negotiating for 7 years with Canada to make a free trade agreement with Canada. So that will go on and on forever, most likely. But there is, again, plenty of shocking stories about Britain. As I said, school is washing poor children's clothes, giving them breakfast, going to school. A primary school in Britain claims it has to wash pupils' dirty clothes because their families can't afford to. Headmistress Siobhan Collingwood, who was previously accused of trying to unseat a Tory MP yesterday, said some parents were so deprived that they had passed out from hunger in their hallways. Good Lord. Mrs. Collingwood, nicknamed Red Siobhan, said that pretty much daily children in Morecambe Bay Primary School, Lancashire, had to use its laundry room if the family hadn't got a washing machine working at home or they haven't got enough money to pay for the meter. On the local ITV report on poverty, she said, we have had parents pass out in schools all through doing without meals. We've helped them to join in with the breakfasts that are available when schools were taken to them. But, you know, there's some shocking poverty points in Britain, there's no doubt about it. But it's regularly reported in the Daily Mail, which is one of the most bare-knuckled newspapers in Britain, and they're not afraid to take on any government, any politician, or any organisation. But on the other side of this story, here's other crap going on in schools. Primary school heads told to celebrate transgender issues. But it wouldn't occur, I think, in 1 in 100,000 people, transgenderism. It just would not occur. I'll just read the story from the Daily Mail. Primary school head teachers are being told to include books featuring transgender parents in the curriculum. It's disturbing. Guidance from the National Association of Head Teachers says trans perspectives must be visible in the classroom to combat prejudice against pupils. That's shocking. The advice endorsed by the government and the Ofsted is expected to be rolled out in the primaries across the country. It tells schools to ensure books featuring trans parents to our book should be featuring trans parents are celebrating gender identity and differences, including the curriculum for pupils up to 11 years of age. But there's just absolutely no end to it. We come off to a break soon. I'll take that call after the break. I'll just continue with this article.
There's an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included, to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Back in from the third break. Now we have our caller, Mike in Maryland. How you doing, Mike?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Great show as always. And PJ, I really enjoy your show. I want to maybe backtrack a little bit. You mentioned you were talking earlier about the fires in California, and I happen to go. Do you like Darren Week's show? Do you ever listen to his show? and Government America.
What's the name of the show again?
Darren Weeks, on Government America.
No, I don't. We don't get that in the UK here. I don't see it on YouTube.
Well, you can get it online. Just go to governamerica.com, Darren Weeks. He's on Saturday morning and early afternoon. And so I archived a show from last week because I was out. I didn't catch a show. And he had this very interesting interview with this veteran firefighter who was fighting the fires, the recent fires in California. And this guy has got 28 years experience in fighting fires. He's got a degree in fighting forest fires. He actually teaches courses on how to fight fires, and he's been a paramedic. I think he was in the military as well. And I don't know who was doing the interview, but Darren Weeks had the excerpt from the interview, and he was nonplussed. He couldn't figure, he said he hadn't seen anything like this before, these recent forest fires. And he did research online and his experiences in the recent forest fires. And he said the only conclusion that he could draw was that there were energy-directed weapons used to start the fires.
There were what weapons?
Directed energy weapons, like from outer space.
With the geoengineering, the chemtrails dropping these chemicals on the ground, that's turning it into a tinderbox as well, combined with some warm winds and drought.
Yeah, that's true. And he mentioned how all of these fires, like a dozen or a couple dozen, started almost simultaneously all over Southern California. And he said,
that's right.
And he said that there were cars where there's a hole in the roof, as if it was penetrated by some kind of weapon, and then there's some of the cars some energy went through the hood of the car all the way through the engine block, and it melted the steel.
Yeah.
And
exactly on that point. There's this great suspicion, legitimately, that this is the deep state again. Part of the military-industrial complex carrying this out, this kind of black ops, to destroy California, and the HARP-induced drought. And Jim Lee of Climate Viewer has done that. Hold on,
we just
go to this break. Hang on there, and we come back after the break. Okay.
Okay. Thanks.
Can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.